Yehuda went down from his brothers, and he turned to an Ish Adulami, and his name was Chira. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi over here, there's no targum over here that seems to be really, really emphasized. Rashi pasuk avihibo esahi lama dismcha parasha zulekan. Why is this parasha in juxtaposition? Why is located here? Lehifsik befarshas shal Yosef, and we stopped right before Revi. We learned all about mechiras Yosef. So why do we stop learning about mechiras Yosef? Lelamed shavidu echa migdulasa kisharu bitzras avihem. To teach you that when the brothers, the plan did not work, when they thought that their father knew, they hear that Yosef died, knew he died. He was a Baal Maimin, Yaakov was a tzaddik, a Baal Maimin. So no, he died, so he's in another room. He went to another room. He's in Shamayim. So what is our father upset about? Big deal, our father's upset, he'll get over it. But what happened? What was the failure? Rashi over here is an incredible Rashi. Rashi says that the only part of the plan that failed is Vayimoin Lehisnachem. Every part of the plan was executed with precision and was just, it was Lamala Miderachatel. Every part of the plan. This was the only part of the plan that they did not see coming. They did not see it coming that Yaakov Avinu refused to find comfort. Otherwise, everything was perfect in this plan. So what do they do when the plan did not work? All of the brethren, they decided that there's got to be accountability. Accountability, not like in America. In America, there hasn't been one person that has been arrested, has been taken down for all the fraud that has gone on in the last 5 years. Not even one person in government that is part of their team. All the incredible fraud, Hameven Yavin, garnished. Here, there was accountability. And what was the accountability? That Yosef had to step down. Yehuda had to step down. When they saw this over their father, Amu, they said, you the one who said to sell him, we would have listened to you. You are accountable, and therefore you lose your job. Okay, I used to lane sometimes in a certain place, and this guy, and I make a mistake. I don't know. I don't think I make so many mistakes. I make a mistake here and there. Okay, sometimes I make too many mistakes. And the guy, he comes over to me and he says to me, you know, you have an achrayis. You're leaning here for the tzibur. You have to be perfect. It has to be no mistakes. So I said, you're right. I'm sorry. Right. And then he goes, he says to me, that's not, I don't care that I'm right. Of course I'm right. Where's the accountability? You're right. And next week you get up here and do the same thing. You make more mistakes next week. You don't care. There's no accountability for you. Fired. No, he didn't say fired. This guy is such a tough guy. He tells me accountability comes with punishment, comes with consequences. Not just that I take full responsibility. Who cares? You take full responsibility and then what? If there's no consequences of taking accountability, then it's worthless. So here, Yosef, Yehuda, was accountable, and he was demoted. And what is this move? They had a Beis Din, and he was the Rosh Beis Din. I don't know. But the consequences were that he had to leave. He was run out of town. He had to get out of the country. That's what it says over here. Over here he says, "Ato amartel machray ilu amartel," and that was accountability. That's an amazing thing. You learn over here about the concept of accountability, and you learn about the concept of you can have a plan, and there's one little thing that you do not foresee in your plan. It's always like that. People have these very elaborate plans for life. They know how to plot out their whole life. Everything is going to be perfect. There's always one little thing they did not see coming. Okay, Vayet Me'ez Echov Ad Ish Adulami Nishtate Fimoi. He went until the Ish Adulami, he became a partner. Nishtate Fimoi. That's in the Rashi. What is the time? The time over here doesn't say very much. Vahava Be'idonah Hahi Unchas Yehuda Milavos Achohi. Yehuda, he descended from. Now, the word milavos. What's milavos mean? Milavos is not an unusual word. He went down from his brothers. Over here, the article 1, Rashi explains the brothers to Yehuda from his position of leadership when they saw how distressed their father was over the loss of Yosef. They blamed Yehuda for his suggestion that they sell Yosef. Arguably, they recommended the return. No, just as over here. All right, it means Me'es Achli, Usita, he turned. Ad Gavra, Adu Lama'a, Ushmei Chira. Okay. And what does it say over here in the Ma'at Tzori, in Parsha Hasva Yeshev?
Yeah.
Vayeshev, let's see. Vehiboy Sahi, Pasuk Aleph. Let's see if there's any chidushim over here in this sefer. I'm looking. Lamed Rav Usata. Okay, Usata means Vayet. Loshna Tia. Kloshan Sota. Bimikroshan is the Omer Aderechokhino Sotan. Ah, look at that. Shumatis Kol Olam Lakavchoiv. Wow, look at this. This is something that was Kedai to come tonight for this. Why is the Satan called the Satan? What is the etymology of the Satan? It's this word. It's like an Aramaic word. Usita means vayet. Vayet means to turn. The Satan causes man to turn away from Hashem. And that's why the Satan has the shirish of sin tes. Satan. The same word over here in Aramaic of vayet. Vayet, to turn. Okay, Avol Radak Perish. Shenata Olo im Tzoynai Ad Sholach La'adulam B'nishaber im Zizeh. So he has another interpretation. That vayet, okay, this is the Perish of the Radak. Vayet means he pitched his tent. He had a whole different pshat. That Yehuda pitched Vayet, Lashon of Noto Oholoi, to pitch your tent. It does not mean that he turned. And that would then mean, it would appear then, that Yehuda was not demoted, did not suffer the consequences of Mechiras Yosef. You have here a world of a difference between the Radak and Rashi and Unkelis, and I think now you gain much greater appreciation as to why Rashi is coming to support Unkelis. Unkelis says, Vayet Oholoi. This is mamash what we're learning over here. This is the whole purpose of the Shir, is to learn this. Vayet, what does it mean, Vayet? So Vayet, according to the Targum, Pasuk Aleph says, Usita. Usita means he turned. Rashi says, what do you mean he turned? What does that mean? So Rashi comes and fills in the gaps. He was forced to turn away. Why? He was guilty. What was he guilty? He caused pain to their father. He's in charge, and he was not careful in the plan. They did not see that Vayimon Lesnachim. So he was demoted. And Rashi fills in the gap. Rashi says with such clarity, he turned away from his brothers. According to the Radak, Vayet does not mean from, it means he pitched his tent. So it does not mean he pitched his tent away from his brothers. It means he pitched his tent here and there until he had so many tents, he was so rich that he became, his tents reached Ish Huadulami, and he became a partner with him. It's a world of a difference between Rashi and Unkelis. I mean, between Rashi is supporting Unkelis. He's supporting him. And now I think you get a flavor. The reason why Rashi is going out of his way to support and explain the Pshat and Unkelis is because Rashi is aware that there are other commentators that disagree with the whole premise. And they tie Shur Vayet to mean that he pitched his tent and does not mean he turned away from his brothers because there was no accountability for what has happened. And this was a very rich man, and he pitched his tent here and there until there's so many tents, it reached all the way until Adulami, and he became his partner. A whole different shot. See, it was Kedai for me to learn, come tonight, just to of interpretation. All right. Now, what else is over here in this pasuk? That's it. Okay, that's all these levas. All right, next. Pasuk Beis. Vayar Sham Yehuda Bas Ish Kenani Ushmo Shua. Vayikor Hecha Vayavoy Leho. Such graphic terms. Yehuda saw the daughter of an Ish Kenani. What is the word Kenani? So this is a very, very important Targum. Before we even do the Rashi. Okay, Rashi actually quotes the Targum. A Tagora, a merchant. The reason why it's called Eretz Kenan, it's the land of the merchants. Eretz Kenan, it was the central part of the of trade. Eretz Yisrael was the Eretz Kenan. Kenan literally means merchants. It was a region in the world of merchants. All the merchants would gather in Eretz Yisrael in order to engage in commerce, to trade, to barter, and they would go back home with other goods. If you lived in China, you would bring your goods to Eretz Canaan. If you lived in America, you would come to Eretz Canaan. You would come, if you have products from Russia, you come to Eretz Canaan. Eretz Canaan is the world fair. It's a world international fear, and that's why it's called Canaan is a merchant. So here it says that Yehuda saw Bas, the daughter of Ish, Kenani, a man who was a merchant, the Shver. Yehuda Shver was the Gevir. I don't know if he was a Gevir, but it says he was a merchant. Okay, the Shver. Mer, what about the Shvega? What did she do for a living, the Shvega? The Shver was a merchant. It doesn't say anything over here about the Shvega. Vayarsham Bas Ish Kenani Ushmoy, and his name was Shua. Shua. Vayikochech, he took her. Vayavo Elecha, and he had relations with her, marital relations with her. Why does the Pasuk need to say that? What is that? That's not typical. You don't go say what a man does with a woman. It's not something you expect. You find that by it says you find that by Yaakov. Yaakov said to Lavan, give me Rachel so that I can have relations with her. Could you imagine that? A guy takes out a girl, a Beis Yaakov girl, and comes home after the first date, and he says to the girl's father, I like this girl. Give her to me. I want to have relations with her.
Yeah, and the father says, marry her, you can have as many relations as you want.
Okay, so could you imagine a yeshiva comes home for the first date and says, I want to have relations with her. The guy will never walk in the house ever, ever again. The guy will be branded as a meshugana. But this is exactly what Yaakov Avinu said. Give her to me, v'avoyo leho. And Rashi Yistakash Afilu Kal Shebekalim. Don't talk like this. How then can Yaakov Avinu say this? So Rashi there says something because he's already Mloy Achshav, he's Muslim, already 84 years old. I don't know. Rashi's answer doesn't really satisfy the question. It really does. I don't know what the answer is. But Rashi asked the question. So why doesn't Rashi ask the question here? I don't know. Ushmo Shua Vayavo Alecha. Okay, Rashi says just one word, Kenani Tagora. That's exactly what it says in the Targum. Okay, now what is over here in the Ma'at Tzori? Let's see Pasuk Beis, if he has any Chidushin. Tagor Soicher. Wait a minute. Over here he has a different Girsa. It's amazing. Beis. Tagor. Okay, we have a different Girsa. In the Girsa of the art scroll, I have in front of me the art scroll, right? I have two. I have the art scroll edition, and I have the Ma'at Tzori edition. In the art scroll edition, the Aramaic translation, the word Kenani is Tagoro, with an aleph at the end. In the Ma'at Tzori edition, it says Tagor. Does not say Tagoro. There's no aleph at the end. What is the difference? I don't know. Let's see what it says over here in the art scroll. The term Kenani usually means a Canaanite. But here it was translated as a merchant. As in its meaning in several places, it is presumable that Yaakov's sons would not have married Canaanite women, just as Avraham and Yitzhak were particular that their sons should not marry Canaanites. Moreover, There is no need for our verse to mention the man's nationality, since Adullam was in the land of Canaan, and all who dwelled there were Canaanites. Also, why would the verse mention the father's nationality and not simply a Canaanite woman? Rather, the verse must be coming to tell us specifically that he was not a Canaanite, but a traveling merchant who came to Adullam from other land, and that is why Yehuda married his daughter. He does not note another Gersa. Now, the reason why I'm telling you that is because it's a little surprising. Rashi, he says Kenani, he says Tagoro with an Aleph. What is Rashi coming to say? If the Targum already said Tagoro, so what is Rashi coming to add that's already not in the Targum? It goes against our thesis. Our thesis in this shir is that Rashi is coming to write a sefer on Ungulus. And either he's coming to support, or he's coming to disagree, or coming to embellish. And here, Rashi is just quoting word. He says, Tagora. When Rashi quotes Ungulus, word for word, he used Kitargumai. Kemoisha Kost Targum. So if you go learn that the correct Girsa is not what it says in the art scroll, but it's Tagor. And then Rashi says, Tagora. Oh. So Rashi's telling you that you made a mistake, Ungulus. You made a toss. You wrote Tagor, but the real translation is Tagora. What's the chilik between the two? We have to see. But if you learn that the correct gear says Tagora, then what's Rashi coming to end? What is Rashi coming to say? So l'choyer, the fact that Rashi makes a comment is an indication that the correct girsa is Tagor in Ungulus, not like what it says in the article, but like what it says in the edition of the Ma'atzarim. Now let's see what it says over here in the Ma'atzari, if he has any other elaboration. Soichim boy, because of the Chogar and Asnola Kanani, because of Ramban, Ish Soicha Shabologu Be'eretz, Be'oretz, Bishu Rasoi, V'dayte Lema, Kibne Yaakov, Yishtamu, Melisa, Kenaniois, Kasher Tziva, Avim, Yitzchak, fine. Gam Avram, V'ayim B'gemara, V'lom Chutzuch Lema Bas, Yish Kanani, Ari Kola Kanani, Wahyu, Masha Kosav, Dira Yomim, Ne Yeshua, V'hulu Hulu, okay. Doesn't really explain.
The Yai Mazuk is called what?
Alright, doesn't really explain. That's it. Let's now go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Gimel. So he was born her. And now it says, Vatahar Vatele Bain. Vayikra Shemo Er. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Dalad. Vatar Oid Vatele Bain Vatikra. And she called Shemo Ono. Now notice, just does not do anything, just notice who's giving the name. The first one was called Vayikro. He, Yehuda, gave the name. The second child, it says, Vatikro, she gave the name. Okay? How does it work today in the world? I don't know what the rules are. There's a certain minog of who gets to name the baby, who gets to name the first baby, the second baby. I don't know if there is a rule. There are rules, but people don't follow the rules anyway. All depends on who's paying for the bris. Ich weiß nicht. Okay, vatar vatele ben vatikra shmo onon. Then pasuk hey vatoysev od vatele ben vatikra, and she called. He called the first baby. She called the second. She called the third. Vatikra shmo shela vayu bichziv l'dato oisai. They were living in Gziv when she gave birth oisai to him to shela. Okay, so a little over here, they had three children. He took this woman whose name was Shua. She was the daughter of a Canaan, of a merchant. He took her and he was born her. And he had three children. Er, Oinon, Shel. The first one he called Er, the second one she called Onon, and the third one she called Shela. What does Rashi say? Rashi's comment is only on the last part, that when she had Shela, where were they living? They were living in a place called Kaziv. Kaziv ordinarily means to lie. The root of Kazav. It is a location. The Omer Ani, Al Shem Shapaska Miledes Nikro Kaziv, Lashon Hoyo Siye Likmo Aksav, you are a liar. Asher Lo Yechazu Meimba, that's a Bible pasuk, the waters don't stop. Okay, the word Kaziv, sometimes it means to lie, and sometimes the same idea means to come to an end. Okay, it means emes. I always tell you this, is that in the ksuba, the marriage document, a husband promises that he's going to support his wife, bekushta, with truth. What does that mean, the kushta? What truth? What truth? Either you support or you don't support. What's this funny word? When you read the ksuba, bekushta, bekushta, with truth. So the answer is, this is the answer. Because the word kazav means to lie. And it also means, it's just two sides of the same coin, it also means to come to an end. You have a mayon, a fountain, or a well. Asher meimav, its waters, lo yichazavu meimav. Waters don't ever stop. They don't ever come to an end. And the word that we use is kazav, means a lie. So that means if it's the opposite of a lie, emes, it means the waters continuously produce water. The well continuously produces. So that means a man and a woman, a husband will say, listen, I always tell this, you know, married, I want to go on vacation from you. I can't be with you continuously. It's too much. Too much. I need a little vacation from you. I'm going away for 2 months, and you support yourself. You figure it out. I'm going on vacation. Who's going to pay the bills? Not me. You go and figure it out. When I'm with you, then I pay the bills. When I go on vacation, then you pay the bills. You figure out how to get the money to pay the bills. So in the kesubah, that's exactly what you protect her from. That he pledges to support her continuously without any breaks in the middle. Bekushta means the source of income never stops, not even for 5 minutes. A continuous pledge to support his wife forever. No, it's not like a well. Sometimes there's water, sometimes not. In the spring there's water, but in the winter there's not, unless it's a good year. No. That's called kazav. When sometimes there's no water, that's a lie. The male, a husband, pledged to support his wife, bekushta. Okay. V'yim lo yikein ma bo lo hoydienu. So what is over here? So therefore, the b'chsiv means she stopped. V'reish is rabba. Re'isi v'atikwa shmo she'lo pisokas. Now, what does that mean, pisokas? What does it mean, pisokas? So, v'hoyu b'chsiv, so first, v'hoyu b'chsiv, and it was, she, v'hoyu, it was b'chsiv. B'chsiv means she came to an end. Now, who's the chsiv going on? We really need some clarification over here. Let's see what it says over here in the art scroll. Clarification. It says over here, Onan, and he was in chsiv when, excuse me, and he was in chsiv when she bore him. Thank you. And he was in Kiziv when she bore him. What does that mean? Three, I'm reading over here from the Arshad. Yehuda was in Kiziv when his wife gave birth, which is why she is the one who gave the name. He's saying, hold the pshat over here. Okay, so let's go back just a drop. Over here, he's asking the question I asked you. Who names the baby? Alternate. The first baby, you name it with the husband. The second baby, the wife. The third baby, the husband. So why here did she name the baby and not him? So the pasuk answers that question. You know why? It was her who named the baby. You know why? Because Yehuda was not present. Yehuda went out of town on business. The Hoya Bichziv, he, Yehuda, was out of town in the city called Kiziv. Belidito Oisoi, when she gave birth, Oisoi, to him. That's why there was no one to name the baby. And that's why she named the baby. Now that's what Rashi says in his first interpretation. Shem HaMokon. Then Rashi goes on to say that's the tradition. But the Oimer Ani, I have another pshat. Al Shem Shaposka Miledes Nikra Kiziv. She stopped giving birth. Nikra, Kiziv, Lashon Hayosieli, Kamei Achsav, Asher Lo Yichazu Meimav, Vim Lo Yikein Ma Bo Lo Yodienu. Otherwise, why? Beres Rabba Risi Vatikra, she called Shmo Shela. The word Shela also means Pisra Kasa. I'm not sure, I don't know what that means. I don't know. Let's take a look over here at the Targum. Maybe in the Targum we'll explain what Rashi means as well in the Ma'at Sari. Let's take a look over here at these Pesukim. Okay, so over here it says in Pasuk Gimel, Ve'adias, she became pregnant. Vilidas bar ukra yosh shmei er. Vadias oid vilidas bar ukra shmo yosh shmei onan. Ve'osifas oid vilidas bar ukra yosh shmei shela v'hava b'chsev kad lidas yosei. Okay, so he's not really saying over anything very much in the Targum itself. And let me peek over here in the Ma'at. So maybe he gives some insight over here. Okay, pasuk kad gilidas tagam belidato kasher yolda ayin mashkosav leel. Okay, that's it. It doesn't say anything. I don't know. There's more going on over here, which more than meets the eye. Let me open up this sefer. Opening the sefer on Rash. Not so much on the Targum. Yeshev. This is Perek 38, pasuk 4.
Good evening.
38. Oh, 38, Pasuk 4. You want to come join us? 2 more minutes. 5 more minutes.
You want to go to free?
Yeah, no, afterwards, yeah.
Because the door is locked. I don't know why.
Okay. Perek 38, Pasuk Dalit. 38, Pasuk Dalit. What is over here? Oh, Pasuk Beis. No, he has mamish. No comment here. All right. Let's now go to the next Pasuk. The next Pasuk. Let me get a tissue over here. 1 second, please. I have a tissue over here. I have my old tissue here. All right. Next pasuk. All right. Next pasuk says, Vayikach Yehuda Ishal Er B'choyroi Ushmo Tamar. Yehuda, he took an Isha to Er his B'choyroi, to Er his firstborn, and her name was Tamar. Okay? I always tell you this. I love this story. Rechnitz. You know Rechnitz? You know Yehuda Rechnitz? That's his first name, Yehuda Rechnitz?
Yeah.
His name is Yehuda? What's his first name? What's his name?
He has two brothers.
What's his name?
I don't
know. So the rich Rechnitz, the one that's the big gevir, what's the name of his wife? He's married to Rybelski's daughter. What's Rybelski's daughter? What's her name?
I don't know.
Tamar.
I don't know.
Tamar. Her name is Tamar. Okay. Why did Rybelski name her Tamar? Why did he name her Tamar? Because when his wife was pregnant with her, it's in the book, this is in the article, I'm telling you the article biography. When she was pregnant, the doctor said that the baby's not going to survive. His wife already had a number of miscarriages. And the doctor said that the baby's not going to survive. Based upon what they see in the scans, there's no way the baby can survive. So Rybelski went to Rav Moshe, who was very close to Rav Moshe Feinstein, and he told Rav Moshe Feinstein that the doctor said this baby's not going to make it. So Rav Moshe, on the spot, he took out a Tehillim, and he had two Tehillims. He gave one to Rybelski, and one, he didn't go anywhere, and he just said, okay, we're going to daven. We're going to daven right now. Right now. I'm not going to take the name, put in the Shemoneh Esrei. Right now, let's daven. And he sat, and they said Tehillim. It doesn't say for how long. They said Tehillim. And suddenly, in the middle of Tehillim, Rav Moshe closes the Tehillim and he says, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Don't worry. Zayi gesund. Goes back. Kachava. Eventually, she gave birth. And the doctor says, this is in the book. I'm not making this up. The doctor said, this is impossible. Never happened. Never happened that a child in this matzah, the baby survives. Impossible. It happened. I never saw this my whole career. That a child in this situation should come out healthy. An open miracle. So came Shabbos and named the baby. Yikarish Rabbi Yisrael, Tamar. My Tamar. There's no one in the family called Tamar. Tefilas Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what he said. Tamar, 3 letters. It's only because of the tefillah of Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein. Moshe Rabbeinu. He named the baby Tamar, Rosh Etevis, Tefillas Moshe Rabbi. This is in the Arch Gold book. This woman is married to Rechnitz. Rechnitz, Rabelski, was a very poor man. He mamish didn't have a penny to his name, mamish, nothing. And this son-in-law, the son-in-law, Rechnitz, he was also, he didn't have a penny to his name either. He was in Kollel, Rabelski was supporting him. And one day, Rechnitz says, Rabelski, the shver, I want to go to work. And Rabelski was very upset. He's very upset. Why do you want to go to work? I heard Rechnitz say this. Rechnitz himself said this. Why do you want to go to work? I'll give you more money. I'll give you more money. Don't worry. Sit and learn. I'll give you more. I want you to learn. No, this. I want to go to work. He went to work. And he became multi-millionaire. Okay, he became a very wealthy person. He supports, as far as I know, the whole family. And he gives Torah Vadas a huge amount of money. Enormous amount of money to Torah Vadas and other institutions. And he is married to Tamar, to Tefillas Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, in this mice over here, we have Vahi Er B'chor Yehuda. So this is what happened over here. Vayikach Yehuda, Ishol Er B'chor Roy, Ushmar, her name was Tamar. Okay, the name was Tamar. Okay, what is it over here in Pasik? It says over here in Pasik, let's do one more Pasik. Vayi Er B'chor Yehuda, Ra, evil, B'nei Hashem, Vayi Miseu Hashem. Next pasuk. Vayomer Yehuda lo'oinon boy el eshes achicha v'yabim masa b'miyabim your brother's wife. V'yabim masa. This is the real yibum. V'ha'kem zera le'achicha. Rashi. Rabbi Einei Hashem. What was the avera? Kiro also shel oinon. A pasuk Zion says the heir b'chor Yehuda was Rabbi Einei Hashem. Ra kiro also shel oinon. Mashch zaron. Shenemar ba'oinon vayomes gam oisai ki misashol er misashol oinon v'lomachoy er mashche zaroi kidei shloi tis aber v'yachish yofyo shishnak get pregnant and weaken her beauty. Very strange. What's also very strange, is extremely strange over here, is that we're learning out the first brother from the second brother. That's very strange. We don't know what he did. We do not know the aver of the first brother. We do know the aver of the second brother, because vayeda oinin ki loy lo yihye hazara v'hoya imbo el eches ochiv v'shiches aritza. Okay, that's the next pasuk test. Levilti nisan zera le'ochiv. So we know the chait of the second brother. How do you know the chait of the first brother? Because it says gam oisoy. It's very unusual for the Torah to do that. You ordinarily expect for the Torah to say that the first brother, v'hoya, no, that v'hoya imbo el ages bo'al al on this woman v'shiches aretz by the first brother, and then say that the second brother gam oisai. It's very unusual. The Torah tells you the chait by the second brother, and not by the first brother, and we only derive the first brother from an event that did not yet happen. It didn't even happen yet. It's Allah Osid. That's what Rashi says. It's a very sapella. Kira Osa Shal Oinan, Mashke Zadai Shnevar Vayoida Vayovus Gamay Saif. Kimisa Shal Er, Misa Shal Oinan, Vlomo Er Mashke Zaro, Kiddish Lestaber Vyachash Yofia. Okay, what about over the Targum? I don't see any Targums over here. We have to, Vayeda, Targum over here is going to be Pasik Tess. Okay, so tomorrow we'll start with Pasik Tess. Okay, Pasik Tess has some Targum in bold. We'll see tomorrow. Here, Sasha. All right. Have a good night. Thank you for coming.
Good night.
Amazing, thank you. Good night. Mordechai Mizrahi. Thank you for coming.
He's coming. He's going to join you. He's going to join you again at 8:30. He told me. You're offline.
Talk later. I'm shutting down. Take care.
You're offline now.
Yeah.
So far.
Yeah, I have a cold.
What?
I have a cold.
Oh, be careful not to give it, not to transmit your bug. So you want to come afterwards, shortly after? You'll let me know. We'll go together.
Going right now.
It's, the door is locked. Is that a riot? The door is locked. Usually, I remember from the past, previously, it was always open a little.
We're going to go